This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel. My co-host, Jane Berger, is on vacation. Today, I'm joined by Veronica Berger, Chair of Medical Assisting at Owens Community College. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you, Jen.
I am going to channel my inner Jane today, who, because Jane normally reads the passage, as you know. Her mother had to have known she'd be out on break. She just wanted Charlie to show up to Thanksgiving dinner with her implant on. Why couldn't her mother ever say what she was really thinking? Were they really still playing this game after all these years? And for those of you who want to look this up, we're on page 202. So this passage is so, well, it's really what we've been talking about with her, with Charlie's mom from the beginning. But I think it's timely, given that Thanksgiving is next week, looking at it. And I think it kind of really just, for me, is really about, it's so hard because Charlie wants to be who Charlie is, and Charlie's mom wants her to be normal, maybe. Whatever normal is.
Right, what's normal.
Right, exactly.
Her normal,
right? But instead of being Charlie is amazing and all these things as Charlie is. Thoughts?
I think from the perspective of a mom with, you know, kids who have completely different personalities, completely different skill sets and talents and interests, Charlie's mom is the abnormal one. So that really stuck out to me from the first moment I met her in the book, that she's pushing for this just abnormal narrative for her kid.
Right, like that isn't who Charlie is. Mm-hmm. Like celebrating her for Charlie. And it kind of makes me think about too, like when you were, you know, like, and I don't know what your Thanksgivings are like, but like sometimes, Veronica, I felt like when I was younger, it was like you always were on your best behavior, you always were doing like, and instead of being who like you are, mm-hmm. as something, which I think is interesting. And I think that this also reminds me a lot of that. It's like to show up so she's like everyone else, so there isn't signing happening is really what her mom's thinking, and there's talking, but like her mom's not thinking about all the things of who Charlie is. Part of signing is who Charlie is. Charlie has a community from that.
Absolutely. To ask her to be someone she's not, and to discount such a cool part of her personality, mm-hmm. is really very sad.
Mm-hmm. And like the community and stuff that she has found from that. What's interesting though is, and I first said this, I was like, she's wanting Charlie to be somebody different, but her dad, like later on, gives, like, if you go to the bottom of 203, her dad gives a different perspective on this. And sometimes it's always good to think about, because we think about something immediately in one way, but mm-hmm. her dad gives a different perspective. He says, her father's side, the goal of your implant was always to make her life easier, is what Charlie says. And her dad says, to make your life easier. So, in a different perspective, really, like, maybe mom is saying, I don't want your life to be this hard, and she's looking at it as being hard instead of looking at it being that this is who she is.
And I can sort of see that perspective a little bit as well, because if Charlie relies on her implant and not her signing, maybe she will be with people who would understand or be able to mm-hmm. communicate with her more easily, I don't mm-hmm. But nobody wants to see their child isolated, mm-hmm. so I can see both a little bit from the other side as well. But I feel like mom for sure wanted it to be easier for her to communicate.
Right. Like, and instead of that meeting her where she is, like, so much with, you know, education, you and I both teach what that's like, meeting your students where they're at. Instead of trying to meet her daughter where she's at, she's trying to have her daughter meet her where she's at. And Charlie goes on, and I think this is interesting, and she says, "This makes my life easier." Charlie held her hands outstretched towards her father. "Yeah, she guessed wrong," he said, "but her heart was in the right place. She has her regrets." Regrets. I've got a chunk of metal inside my head. So instead of maybe asking at a certain point too, which is really interesting and kind of heartbreaking in some ways, but in thinking about it, it's kind of like my younger brother once said this to me. It's like, he's like, it's like when you become a parent, you don't want anything quote unquote to be wrong with your kid. There isn't anything wrong with her, but it's that fear of being like, how can I make things as easy as I can? But instead of trying to include Charlie in that conversation, she went and went a totally different route.
Absolutely. In healthcare, I'm a firm believer in having autonomy in your healthcare, and to have something so life-defining almost as the implant and having no say in it, and then being guided or herded really in how you're going to utilize it when and if you are allowed to or when you're not allowed to, that can be incredibly frustrating for a patient. I mean, just the book aside, in all aspects of healthcare, when people are told what to do with no consultation whatsoever or no opinion whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that's great to have that healthcare perspective, because clearly as a literature professor, that's not mine. So thank you. That is super nice to hear that. So that is going to do it for us today. So listen to Let's Talk Big, Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, Thursdays at 7 and 10 in the morning and 7 and 10 in the evening. You can also listen to the podcast anytime on the Owens Outcom website. That's Outcom with two M's, owensoutcom.com. On behalf of my guests, Veronica, and me, Jen Hazel, keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.